Thank you to Catherine, Nigel and Arun for both this session and a workshop they organised in Lancaster, both of which have been really useful for me in terms of reinvigorating some work I was previously doing on the concept of world, a paper I've got, an unpublished paper on fossils. Thank you to Arun for a kind of a spur to justify Lefebvre, which if I have time for, I'll try and improvise a response to that. But also because I think these conversations around the concept of Earth have been helpful for me in clarifying why I have such a problem or why I have a sort of resistance to the notion of geopolitics, why I found geopolitics to be a problematic concept. Because it seems to me that geopolitics today has effectively become a synonym for global politics or international politics or world politics. And so that you get a variety of sort of armchair strategists, Robert Kaplan being the most recent one, who kind of make a call for why geography matters, these grand plans for understanding and changing the world, or critical geopolitics scholars offering the analysis of those kinds of strategies, trying to make sense of the relations between nationalism, the state, territory, capitalism, and so on. But even that critical geopolitics work, it seems to me, tends to think of that geopolitics at the kind of global or the world level, new ways for understanding and making sense of that particular scale. But could geopolitics be rethought in a slightly different way, closer to the etymological root of the term, as an earth politics, and yet for progressive political purposes? And that seems to me to be the complicated tension in doing that, in that geopolitics literally does mean the politics of the earth, maybe the land or of planet or of the world, and each of those terms would need to be carefully thought and the relation between them clarified. But all of them, I think, could be distinguished from the notion of the global, at least as the way that the global has been understood today. And so some of the kind of conceptual semantic work that Noel was suggesting, I think there's a number of issues around that that we need to be mindful of. So after some earlier work on the concept of world, what I've been trying to do recently is to think about the concept of the earth and to try and think what the earth might mean, and particularly in how we might relate this to notions of geopolitics. Now, in the paper that I brought with me this morning, I start talking about what John Salas talks about, these ideas, a philosopher who's trying to make sense of the notion of the earth, which he suggests works as a word in the language in at least three registers: the very particular individual sense of the earth, a universal sense of any number of possible earths, of which there happens to be just one that we know about and that we make sense of and live on and theorise, and then a third sense of it, which is the elemental sense of the earth as it relates to fire, water, and air, and how we might think about the concepts in those terms. I'm not going to go into this in detail because I want to get onto some other things, partly as we're inspired by some of the things said in that first session. But it is that, in the wider work, this kind of material, earthy sense that I really want to try to think through in its relation to the question of politics, even though there's a relation between all of those three registers that Salas is outlining here. And in a longer version of this paper, or what may actually become a completely separate paper, I've tried to sketch a kind of conceptual history of the notion of the earth. And some of that is linguistic, of recognising that in English we have three distinct roots of what might be called loosely earth words. So we have words that come from the Anglo-Saxon, the Germanic, aorta to erda to earth, that we have the Latin through Norman French, terra, terrestrial, terrain, these kinds of words. But we also have the words from the Greek, the geo words, geography, geology, geometry, geopolitics, and so on. But in the third of those senses, the Greek, I think we're beginning to lose that sense of the earth in those words, in those terms that we're using. So geopolitics, as I suggested, being reconceived as a kind of a looser global or international politics. Geometry is a branch of mathematics that's abstract and detached from the world itself. Geography not being earth writing in that literal sense, but it being work with a kind of spatial sensibility that could pervade any number of other disciplines. And perhaps it's only in geology that that rootedness in the concept of the earth is still being maintained in how we think about those kinds of questions. But as a philosopher who's working on the intersection between the earth sciences and philosophy, Robert Frodeman has noted the term geology, which once identified with the study of the solid earth, has lost grounds to earth sciences, precisely because earth sciences are able to integrate a number of different elements into their kind of analysis: the air, water, soil, rock, ice, and biota interactions around those kinds of questions. So the problem that I keep coming back to is, how could we return to that sense of earth politics, of geopolitics, but without collapsing into the regressive reactionary politics that so many other appeals to a politics based on land or earth fell into? So Friedrich Ratzel's notion of Lebensraum, Carl Schmitt's nomos of the earth, Metin Heidegger's kind of philosophical autochthony, an idea of rooting concepts in the soil, the Bodenstandlichkeit of the arguments that he made about how philosophy needed to return to a relation to the question of the earth. This kind of earth politics, geopolitics, has this real risk of falling back into the kind of reactionary, settler, colonial geopolitics of a claim to an earth, to promised lands, to a homeland, these kinds of problematic political moves and so on. Now what I want to try and do today, and very briefly, is to introduce a notion that comes up in Henri Lefebvre's work, and particularly in a book of his that I keep returning to. This is the four-volume book De l'État, on the state, or of the state. And it's a book that Neil Brenner and I translated some excerpts from into this collection, State, Space, World. It seems to me that there's a lot of very productive things in that book that I've found useful in my own work, that I keep returning to some of the concepts that are developed in there. But in a few places in that book, Lefebvre comes up with this idea of terricide, the killing or the destruction or the death of the earth. And the sources that he claims for this are Jean-Clarence Lambert, a French poet, and Kostas Axelos, a Greek emigre philosopher who spent most of his life in France. Now, Lefebvre locates the tensions in the international system as being the root of the issue that he's talking about here, suggests that while reason of state may characterise a state taken individually, when you put states together into a state system, that reason, that rationality, is replaced with an irrationality or an irreason. And he suggests, particularly as he's writing, of course, in the mid-1970s, the real reason for the spur for this kind of thinking is the potential for nuclear war, the potential of the Cold War, potential of the superpower conflict for the actual physical destruction of the Earth. But here and elsewhere, he starts to link this to some other questions, ones that we're talking about in a different context today, in relation to environmental degradation, modern technology, growth being privileged over development, what Lefebvre calls the state mode of production, and capitalism more generally. Now, the most extensive discussion of the term comes in the first volume of the book. Again, I'm not going to try and read the whole quotation here, but this is my rough translation of this passage from Lefebvre around this. He's talking about this way that you have the move from the individual state to the state system, that so-called reason in an individual state is replaced with an irrationality, and that it moves towards the mechanism of its own demise as a system, and to adding to a number of other ways of conceptualizing mass-scale killings. He lists here deicide, parricide, matricide, regicide, genocide, ethnocide. In that escalation of crimes, as we keep going up and up, then we end up with this notion of terricide, and he claims Lambert is the person that coined that term, or at least that was where he found the term used in that work. He's talking about the way that human societies have created this world, created the things around the world that are characterizing and creating the means of its own destruction, and that he's trying to make sense of this in the worldwide, Lefebvre's notion of le mondial, what is sometimes translated as the global, but for Lefebvre, the global and the worldwide are actually distinct concepts. Le mondial, the worldwide, or the world system, and to try to make sense of these kinds of questions. And he suggests that we can go back into philosophy, and his reference here is to Kostas Axelos' work, and it's to try to say that actually that the planet has this in its very nature, in the way that the planet is constructed and the system of the planet is constructed, the means of its self-negation or its self-destruction, and the will to death of the world system. Now, Lefebvre says Lambert is the place where he's got this. He provides a reference, but it's a complete dead end. And I'm unsure whether Lefebvre... There are pieces by Lambert in that issue of the journal. Nowhere does he mention the notion of terricide. So this is one of those frustrating Lefebvre dead-end references. Did he misremember the reference? Did he take it from Lambert from somewhere else? Did he completely misremember where it came from? Or did he make it up? All of these are possibilities in Lefebvre, and the notes in the Key Writings book and the State, Space, World book are the detective work of trying to follow up Lefebvre's dead-end references, the kind of Lenin says somewhere type references that you find in many places in Lefebvre. So let's forget the search for where Lefebvre got this term, because it seems to me to be a dead end, and let's just think about what we might be able to do with this notion. Now, the notion of terricide seems to disappear in a lot of contemporary work. If you do Google searches for the notion of terricide, the two dominant things that you get are a video game and a metal band. But the notion of terricide does appear in a few other instances. For example, James Tyner's book, The Killing of Cambodia, mentions the notion on the back cover, and it picked up in at least one review, but it doesn't appear anywhere in the body of the book. Jim has told me that he thinks that the notion is not particularly useful in making sense of these kinds of questions. So it was a term associated with the book that he decided himself that he wasn't going to do very much with it. There's at least one notion of the notion of terrorcide being used to describe the US in Vietnam in 1972, so predating Lefebvre's mention of this notion. There are other notions that are, of course, related. Herbicide, most recently, in Martin Coward's work and Steve Graham's work. Bruno Latour has proposed the notion of ecocide. And there are various other notions that people have used that are, of course, related to this. But Lefebvre, I think, is using it in a much more concrete, specific kind of sense. The actual physical destruction of the Earth, the potential for that through the superpower conflict, but also the ecological issues at the same time. And in that, I think it's closest to the notion of exterminism that E.P. Thompson and others developed in the early 1980s. And so Simon Dolby that suggested that I look at some of this work, where they're suggesting that this potential for killing the life on the Earth at such a scale that it could be characterised as the extermination of the potential for life, that the Earth is a ground for that life in itself. And so Thompson, in his work and in a number of the responses that follow from that, talking about the possibilities and the potentials for this notion of exterminism to make sense of it. And this seems to me to be the closest to what Lefebvre is talking about. It's a similar kind of response to a particular context, the 70s and 80s, the so-called Second Cold War kind of period, and the potentials that are coming out of that sense. From a more environmental point of view, there are a couple of other books that have picked up this notion of terrorcide. Hubert Reeves' most recent one, actually a translation of a French book with the title of Mal de Terre, so it's interesting he doesn't use the term in his own language. And then a 1970 book on the destruction of the living environment of the US. One of them, the Reeves book, taking a kind of global level of this, one of them taking a more localized United States as a whole level. But there are people who are using this concept to try to make sense of these environmental issues and these kinds of questions around there. But I think then there's potential for linking this to the conversations that are going on in this room and elsewhere about how we can link this to the environmental kinds of issues and potentially onto other issues. This time, Tom Engelhardt most recently and Rory Rowan gave me the reference to this, using the notion of terrorcide to try to make sense of this. This is a 2013 article about this question, and then claiming that it was a friend of his who had suggested the word to him and that this friend should have the credit for inventing this term. It seems to me a simple Google search would have disabused him of that notion. But there's a complicated lineage to this, but this is a term that is being picked up and is being used and is being engaged with in these kinds of debates about the relation of capitalism explicitly here and the notion of the Earth. Now, Elizabeth Gross's work has been mentioned a couple of times here, picking up on this notions of geophilosophy coming out of Deleuze and Guattari. But Gross, I think, has been useful for me in thinking about this notion of geopower, of which what she calls politics, but I think we could make the claim about geopolitics, is a particular subset of that, and that we need to think about geopolitics within a broader realm of the politics of the Earth, politics of Earth processes, the impact that some of these questions have. And that what Gross is doing here in linking this in the last phrase, historically locatable capitalization on the forces of geopower, there's potentially something in there in this geocapitalism, in this relation between these questions, that I think Lefebvre can say something useful to those kinds of questions. Lefebvre is a theorist of the world. Lefebvre is a theorist of mondialisation in the 70s, predating most of the Anglophone debates about globalisation. Lefebvre, of course, is a theorist of space, but also as a theorist of the state and of state space. Lefebvre is somebody who writes a whole volume of his four-volume book on the state mode of production, to try to think about that capitalism and the relation that that has to the question of the state. These seem to me to be crucial elements that can be added in to these conversations. And in a sense, that would be my response to Arun on those questions, is yes, there is the kind of romantic Lefebvre that somebody like Andy Merrifield privileges, but that's not the only Lefebvre. There's a number of things in Lefebvre that I think provide much more concrete material for an engagement with the kinds of questions that you're talking about, of Lefebvre's state mode of production compared to Althusser's state apparatuses and the relations between those kinds of questions. It seems to me that there's a lot more potential for linkage between those questions, and that we shouldn't replicate the French debates of the 1960s about humanism, structuralism, and so on, in actually engaging with these thinkers. Most of the most interesting work for me in Althusser is what he didn't choose to publish in his life, and that particularly with Verso about to translate the On Reproduction book from which the Ideological State Apparatus's essay is taken, there's going to be a lot more material there in which we can build that kind of engagement between what I think are potentially sort of fellow travellers or interlocutors around these questions, rather than that fixed opposition between them. The Fev's work on nature has also been picked up. I mean, Neil Smith is the classic example. There's a number of other people, Bruce Braun, Noel Castry, who've used, I think, related notions where we can think about the production of nature, the destruction of nature, and the actual potentialities that this might have beyond that. And that really in all of this, in the work that other people are doing, whether we can actually build what might be faithful to the term that Simon Dolby has used of an Anthropocene geopolitics. And in that, at least, I would hope that we can actually pay some attention to the notion of the geo, the notion of the earth processes that are at stake in that, rather than simply thinking about it as kind of international or global politics. And it seems to me that even in these small little bits that Lefebvre mentions this notion of terracide, there's a potential for an engagement between those two different parts of the debate around those kinds of questions. Thank you.